I'll now invite Bob McMullen to address us. Thank you, Bob.
Thank you very much, Brian, ladies and gentlemen, family and friends, and my parliamentary colleagues, federal and local, and many friends from around Canberra and people I've met here each year over recent years. When Brian wrote to me about the event, although we'd previously agreed that I would come and speak, in the letter he said two things and about the purpose of the event, and I want to use those as my reference point for these few remarks. He said, "This ceremony serves two purposes. Firstly, and most importantly, to be a comfort for those families and friends who've lost loved ones to drugs. And secondly, to raise awareness in our community for the continuing need for better drug policies." I have to confess, I feel hopelessly inadequate compared to Brian and Marion or all of you in dealing with that first matter about the comfort for family and friends who've lost loved ones to drugs, even though dear friends and children of dear friends and parents of dear friends have been lost to drugs. In my experience, I know it's not the same as the pain which many of you share, which is much more deep and immediate. But I do think one of the privileges of being elected to Parliament and being what's called officially a representative, and it's a great honour in a democracy to be a representative of 150,000 people, but I think perhaps the second part of what I say won't represent the views of all those people, but in this first instance what I say unquestionably does, when I say to you that in that loss you're not alone. This event every year, which is very powerful, should say to you, to all of you, collectively and individually, that the person you loved will never be forgotten. And there is truth across the range of issues which we confront in society that that grief shared is grief eased. Not gone, because we don't want to forget, we want to remember what was best, but I do want to say, however inadequately, that you should draw on the strength from this day to remember for the other 364 days that you're not alone. But I particularly want to address my remarks to the second point in Brian's letter about raising awareness of the continuing need for better drug policies. Because as a member of Parliament, as a participant in the debate, I'm very angry about the fact that I believe we are faced with false choices in our society, and it leads to bad policies which have immediate adverse consequences for many young Australians, and continue to have an adverse consequence for hundreds more each year and for our society as a whole. We're faced with a false choice between whether we should, as a nation, we should crack down on criminals associated with the selling of drugs, or whether we should have our focus on assistance to those addicted. That's a totally false choice. And some part of the choice contributes to the problem, as Marion has said more eloquently than I could hope to do. For so long as the drugs people are addicted to are illegal, they will be in the hands of criminals who will have, we give them an enormous vested interest in promoting drugs, in increasing, we say to criminals in our society, here is an incentive to encourage more people to use drugs. And then we're very surprised when it works. And they do what the incentive we provide them with encourages them to do. We live in a society with a free economy, and essentially when governments want to encourage people to do more things, they make it easier for them to benefit by doing it. And that's usually a very good thing to do. It's very perverse to make it easier for the worst in our society to benefit by proliferating the use of dangerous drugs. And that policy, adopted by many people with the best of intentions, has led to shocking and continuing consequences in our society, and I think we have to address it. As a society, we are confronted with other and similar false choices. I deal every day with issues to do with Indigenous Australians, and we are forced to address what is, in my view, an entirely false choice between dealing with the immediate crisis that they and their families face, much of which is to do with drug abuse, or deal with the underlying causes of dispossession in our society. It's a false choice, and it leads to bad policy. So what I want to say in these brief remarks is that I hope that each of you, whether you are family, friend, or simply people who come along to give comfort and support to those in need, that we should draw strength from today, confront the false choices with which we are prevented, and be advocates for the need to change policy in this country as it relates to drugs at all levels of government. And government can't do it without the support of the community, and won't do it without pressure from the community. So we need to move the focus to a focus of support for young Australians in need. If that remains the central focus of our attention and policy, we can't go wrong in ultimately getting better policy. It won't be easy. It will never be easy. But nothing could be more important. So I have always welcomed the opportunity to come to this day, both for personal reasons and as a representative to offer support to each and every individual and family and friend involved. And because of my great respect for the courage and leadership which Brian and Marion and many of you here show in our community in this critical and difficult debate about drugs in our society. And today, having the privilege of saying these few words, I simply want to hope that I can encourage you, and today and days like it can give you the strength, not only as individuals to deal with that which confronts you every day, but as members of society to join with Brian and Marion in their brave fight, and with other Australians who are seeking, following the leadership of people like Brian and Marion, to say we must change the laws in this country. We must have the courage to say things that might be difficult and unpopular, because until someone says things that are difficult and unpopular, nothing will change. Thank you.